Hello, 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 and welcome along to the Laundry Room Podcast. How the fuck are you doing, everybody? It's a brand new week, and I'm weak at the knees because I was spiked this afternoon during Indian takeaway. I was spiked with the love of a good man. What the fuck am I talking about? But anyway, welcome along to Laundry Room Podcast. This week, I am joined by one absolute pure bender that ever has walked this earth, and it's absolutely amazing. I am joined by the one and only Pure Ben.
Hello. Yeah.
What is that? Anyway,
what is happening? I also got spiked by the Indian takeaway we had at the gala.
See, it was the love of a good man we got spiked by. I was like, well, boys, I love a fucking Indian.
So do I.
There's the first tangent. Here we go. What's your order from an Indian?
The one, I don't have an order, but I have a specific Indian.
Oh.
Up Ballyhackamore.
Oh.
I forget what it's called. Tale of Spice.
I love her. She's a good drag queen.
It is stunning. Taylor Spice. Oh my god, yes, I work for her on a Monday.
You better work. Taylor Spice. Almost go. Love.
Stunning.
There's one on the Antrim Road, near Bengal. It's fantastic.
Never been.
And New Delhi in the town. You cannot beat a New Delhi. They serve it up. And then they come with shots after and try to get you drunk. And you're like, stop it. Okay, too.
And then it just flies out of you.
Hello, I'm so slim. Do you have any particular... Would you order something? Like, what's your favourite dish?
I'm a pussy. I'm a korma.
What?
Korma or butter chicken?
Butter chicken. I love korma. Korma, yeah, butter chicken, good. Chicken tikka masala, boom.
Is that spicy?
Not at all.
No,
it's lovely. It's like sweet and pink.
Yes.
Like fuck.
And red, it's like red chicken.
I got one. Yes. Was it last night? No, night before. So anyway, that's just the inside of me. Fuck's sake.
That's the smell.
Well, how the fuck are you doing? How are you? You good?
I'm very well. Very, very good.
Thanks for... I'm finally trapped you. Got you here. I've been going for months. This is episode number 21 since January.
21.
Never be 21 number. Again.
I know, to be 21 again.
Was that a Taylor Swift shit? Was it 21?
No, it's 22.
That's right.
I don't know about you.
I don't know about you, but I think Taylor Swift's that pube.
No, I used to be like this. I know, and I went. I got a ticket last minute. My auntie pulled her back. Sad times.
Ah,
I know.
See. Minute of silence.
I know. She's all good though. She's all good.
We're back. We're back.
Ended up going down, and I was blew away. Like, I mean, blew away.
Was that when she was in Dublin?
Yep.
Oh
my god. And it's like a cult. It is like, she has hypnotized everyone. She hypnotized me.
You're a dick.
I know.
You're a dick. I would play two or three of her songs. We mega mixes a half, and then I'm like, are you going? Like, do you have this? I'm like, I'm sorry, no. It's not mainstream enough for me for Taylor Swift, but sure, if it sounds good. It's everything being brat now. I don't understand what this is.
365, I'm bumping that.
Love the songs, but why is everything like, I'm living my brat summer? It's like, no, you're just doing the summer, you fucking weirdo. It's nothing brat about it. Four. You put your everything's in lime green. Piss off, bitch.
Did you see the meme?
I'm a grumpy out here.
I know. Yeah.
I think I don't get this. I don't understand.
Did you see the meme? It was like, no, you're not in brat summer. You're in your 30s.
That's me.
You're not in brat summer. You're in debt.
Yeah, you don't have a house. You're still living in your granddad's space. You're going to during the week dip your bench show or something. Fucking wrong with you.
99p drinks.
Is it?
Yeah, upstairs.
Well, you're not fucking 99p drinks, Junior. Carry on. Don't go upstairs and stay, but you'll see. I'm not money joking. We'll come to that later. Yes, I finally got a hold of you. We trapped you. I was like, come on, bitch. Come and have a chat. Come and let's talk absolute shite for an hour.
Yes,
what the people are enjoying.
Yeah,
it's great. But of course, what I always like to know and everything about everybody is, how did you get into this profession that we call dressed up as like a fool?
Oh my god.
Like an asshole.
Oh my god. Over COVID. So I can't remember the specific time, but like it was like 2018, 2019.
I when it first kicked off.
Yeah. Well, I was living in Manchester. And I was like,
what were you doing over there?
I moved over to Santander.
Fuck, that's right.
So I don't know much about like Belfast drag scenes or anything like that. I was living in Manchester, and I was like, I'm dying to do drag. I've always been obsessed with like big large characters, like Mae McFetridge's.
Oh,
of course. Geraldine McQueen's. Julian Simmons.
Of course. Oh, my god. Last face injection, the last one near fucking wrecked this gaff. I can't spin like a windmill.
It's the ADHD.
Oh, that just gets hit. ADHD. Wow, I was like, does this have fucking audio description? Because it's like, the crossdresser spun on a seat and said different things in wrestling tones.
Well, we try to just completely stay still.
I can't. I definitely, somebody have said to me before, you definitely ADHD. I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck. No, it's not ADHD. It's called I have a fucking personality. Yep. I'm not a prick. Yep. So fuck up.
Agree.
It's like, if you enjoy listening to this, so don't come up and go, I have ADHD. I'm like, that's good. It's called content. You prick. I love everything. It's content. It's like, no, it's
content creator.
Oh, no, everything's like, I'm just getting some content. I'm like, no, you're taking pictures.
Yeah.
That's, no, yep. It's not content. You're just taking some pictures and videos. It's not content, creep. It's like, it's of content. My granny's 90th. Of content from her funeral. It's pictures of her getting lowered into the fucking grave.
Nice. That turned a really dark turn.
Bitch, I'm a dark bastard. But let's just say, of content from a granny's funeral. What was it? The egg and onion sandwich on the floor the child dropped. Happy days.
The best.
Can't beat a funeral sandwich. I always say it's the grief. Makes
you can't beat a sandwich.
Love a sandwich.
You can't beat a sandwich. Can't beat a sandwich toasted.
You need to get that on a t-shirt.
You can't
beat a sandwich toasted.
It's nicer toasted. Nicer toasted.
It actually is. Like a cheese and ham toastie. On EasyJet, fuck, they're great. I'm like, give us a BG. Everybody goes,
they're too expensive. They're £7 for a sandwich and drink combo.
Part of a meal deal now. It's getting a little crisp and all and get fingered by the crew. It's great.
Oh, stunning.
You out in the back. I'm like, yeah. I love. Somebody like, I'll take the meat. I'm like, I'm sorry, there's none left. I have no finger. You're getting a Corman all on board now. Never heard.
Oh, very nice.
Chips a lot.
Going up in the world.
Fucking right.
I love EasyJet. EasyJet's the best, though. I would prefer it. That'd be my preference.
What is the orange order?
The orange order. That's feel at home.
Our lads is on.
Feel at home.
I love it. Everybody's when are you on my flight? I'm like, no.
It's not that awkward seeing people that you've seen in drag and
no fuck. I had a load of girls, lovely lesbians. They were getting married and they were going for their hen party or hen stag or saying,
yeah,
whatever you want to call it, being a lesbian. And they were like, "Excuse me," I was like, "Yes." I'm like, are you? And then made this like face at me like. And I'm like, am I what? I thought they were going to eat you gay. I was like,
a dinosaur?
I was about to start murder. You call me fucking faggot, bitch. I was like, am I? And I was like, Roxy, yes, how are you? And then the people, obviously in the row behind and the row in front, are like, what's going on? Something different than the usual boring flight? And they're all listening. And I was like, you all right? Somebody's looking at me. And I go, you okay? I forget where I am. Because I'm in the middle of doing something. And literally, passengers are staring at you. Go, you all right? What are you looking at? I go,
I wouldn't be able to keep a straight face doing the, and this way, like the emergency landing. I'd be like,
oh, see, to be honest, when you're standing in front of 186 people on a full flight, you do not see faces.
Anyone.
You just see bodies.
Yeah.
They're not, some people are like looking at you, like whispering, and I'm like, silence, bitch. Somebody's on the phone, I'm like, excuse fucking me, deckhead. I love the cubism. I'm like, do you know where the exits are? Do you know how to put your life jacket on? Do you know how to wank off a man? Have you ever fingered a man, Jimmy?
Like, just eating a corned beef. Like, oh my god, I got this in Easy Jedi.
I was walking through the cabin one night and it actually took me to the fur and I was like, I could smell like, not like the smell of like salami or pepperoni. I was like, I can smell meats, like a cured meat. I was like, what the fuck's that? I walked down and then literally looked into a row and these people were literally putting meats into like brown Hovis bread and making their own sandwiches. I'm like, that's how you do it.
That is how you do it.
Well done.
That's very Protestant. The Protestants do that, isn't it? They bring the picnics.
My auntie brings her sandwiches to the airport. She's like, right, me and Uncle got our sandwiches. I'm like, what? They've been smashed into your handbag for the whole security process.
We were brought up on picnics. Picnics everywhere.
My mom used to wake us up at like 5 to 12 at midnight and I was like, wake up. We had school next day. Like, do I go to McDonald's? I'm like, all right, well, I was a size fucking 24 waist. size 24. That's a women's dress. As a wee boy, I was like near fucking 38 trouser going to school. I was like getting rolled. Oh, yeah. Like diabetes.
Oh, God,
getting rolled down the hill. Now look at me. I'm a stick.
God, fully.
A sexy stick.
A hairy stick. You've got lovely hairy legs now.
Very hairy. I'm going to go to know. I used to shave my legs, but I couldn't anymore. It's like, no.
I couldn't. That's the one thing I couldn't do. I'd rather wear 8 pairs of tights
than shave the legs. I seen a stylist you put up. You wear 8 pairs of tights.
Yeah,
what 7. Is wrong with you?
I don't know.
I need to send you a link to tights I have. They're literally like nearly 90 denier. You could wear 2 pairs and you'd be fucking, nobody'd say a ball.
I know. And like, I don't even like the wee pads I wear, like literally like that size.
Is there pads?
But like, literally,
I don't even know.
I know. Like, I mean, like that. They're just like on the hip. There's none on the bum. There's like wee hip ones. But like, looking at photos from Monday night, I was like, I think I need to invest in a wee pad or something.
In a wee pad. Fuck, I have an purr down there. I'll show you here. When we take a break, we'll see if you fancy taking them with you. I buy a load of stuff and then go, no, it's not for me. And it just lives here until somebody wants to get
them. Like,
come in and buy from my repertoire of shite.
You'd make a fortune selling this, though.
Fucking hell. I've always worried, like, what if there's a fire? I'd be like,
this room would be the first to go.
I'd be like, have you got insurance? I'm like, yes. No, it was all from China.
I love how everything's labelled as well.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember last time I
labelled anyone that comes in here is like, there's a box that says bra, tights, corsets, etc. Just over here behind you. I'm like, yes, bras, tights, corsets.
You couldn't fit in the one sticky tape, so you put
it. Yeah, I get two. It's like corsets, bras, corsets, etc. Right. So I was like, what if I lose a corset? Ah, yes, it's in with etc. That's right. It's very well organised. So what was your first gig in drag?
Yes, we do tangents.
Yeah, that's
great. Oh my god, I fully forgot where we was.
I know we do. But that's what we do.
So it all kind of kicked off in Manchester. Like, not kicked off. I wanted to be a drag queen in Manchester.
So I'm going to actually tangent again. What was Manchester like?
Oh, so good.
The scene.
So good.
I've always wanted to go. I've never been.
Have you never even visited?
I've never been to Canenal Street, no.
Oh my god, come to Pride next week.
No, there's too many people. My anxiety, would be through the roof, and I'd be like,
no, Manchester. Plus, I'm brilliant. Okay, fair.
But I'd really love to go. Like, myself and Trudy and Paletta, Rusty and stuff. Like, I'd love to go to Manchester, big egg.
It's brilliant.
I think Trudy and Paletta have been before, but I've never been. I'm like,
yep.
It's just I've seen videos of literally Canal Street and the Queens. There's literally every bar, they're all standing outside going, do you want to come in? Hey, hello.
Yeah. And there's like, such a variety of different Queens. Like, it's wild. It's actually very like over here.
But over here, we've just got like two bars and everybody's just,
I know.
Everybody's just huddled outside the smoking area of one.
And yeah.
With no drinks. I'm like, why have you not got any alcohol? This place doesn't. This is not a youth club.
I know people that bring their own drink.
What?
I know.
And sit at the front.
And sit. Well, yeah.
Some security.
I know. I'm not naming names, but
oh,
they,
we're not naming names. This is called the.
They bring their own drink.
Cozy lives, bitch.
I get it.
99p drinks for 2 days.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck's sake.
It'd be 78.
Jesus, it should be fucking 35p. Back in my day, we had a vodka. It was made from my own piss. It was only 20 pence. But yeah, no, that is one thing I do notice. That people come out to shows and they just sit. I'm like, sorry, this is not just a home for the fucking useless. Have a wee something from
you. Club, as
it's
you
not
said
a
earlier.
Youth club. This isn't a get a wee coke, get a wee something.
Yeah,
because I'm not fucking dancing for pennies. Thank you.
Agree. Because that's what people forget. Like, we have shows because people we need people to come to the bar to spend money, or else we don't have shows. Happen. It doesn't happen,
and then they disappear, and then everybody goes, "Where did all our bars go?" And you go, "Surprise, bitch!
Yep,
you sat with a fucking face tripping you."
Yep,
as I always
or came in with your free drink token from like another gig,
another bar. Have you forgotten?
It's like a Thompson's drink token. It's like, oh, happy days.
You're getting handed down Monday night's Libertine drink tokens. You're like,
bring it back.
This is a euro. Well, they've gone, but okay.
Did you ever go to Libertine?
No.
Never even to...
God forgive me, no. Because any night that I work, I'm out working, and then during the week, I'm either flying or fucked in the house with the social battery drain. So I'm like, no.
Yeah, for
and to get out, it takes an absolute lot. I'm like, okay, let's go. I was in it once for a rehearsal with the girls during the day, so I got a good look at it behind the scenes. It was great. It was amazing.
Yeah, really. It was a cracker venue.
That building alone has been everything. It's like, I know. Fuck me. But it just, where it is never...
It doesn't have the footfall.
Which is a fucking shame, because
everything's
in all... Everybody just goes to one place. They're all like, everyone's sheep. Straight, gay, the lot. We're all just follow each other. Like... And we'll just go here, we'll go here, we'll go here. Oh, don't go over there. Why? Oh, I don't know. Mm. Sweet. And then you don't go somewhere. It closes. And then they're like, why'd that close? I'm raging.
I miss it.
Yeah, so you're like, it's your own fucking fault, bitch.
Yep. I hope Belfast, that doesn't turn into Belfast, though.
No.
I think we need as many venues as...
Support your local supporters.
Yeah, physically possible.
Support your supporters.
Oh my god, what was I saying before that?
Yeah, so we're talking about, you love Manchester.
Manchester, yes.
So, drag started off there.
I didn't even start drag there. Like, I didn't even know how to do makeup.
Was when the idea started there?
The idea started there.
Oh, I'd love to. What influenced it? Like,
I don't know. I'd always been, like, loud and, like, I was like, everyone's like, oh my god, you should get, like, you need to get a job where you just talk. And I used to be a children's entertainer.
What?
So I know, weird, and like a non-Jimmy Savile way. I used to be a children's entertainer. And like host children's parties. And
we'll come back to that.
Do all that.
Worry about that.
Do all that shit. And then I was like, oh my god, this is fun. I just wish there weren't children. It would have been like, because you have to watch what you say and all, obviously.
Yes. Especially whenever, like, if you're like me, and you're, I know you're my where you're like, you can talk to anybody, but my mouth will be like, and somebody like, you swore, I'm like, did it?
I didn't realize.
I swear. Like, sometimes I would be in work and I'd be like, I was fucking arsing about going on. And people are like, I was like, oh, I'm sorry. And they're like, that's all right. I like the fact that you're normal. I'm like,
relatable.
Fuck up, bastard. I'm relatable. Mom, it's not a phase, I swear. So you were literally always.
Yeah, and then
out there.
Over COVID, I moved back over to Belfast and obviously all the free time. And I was like, right, I'm going to practice makeup. I'm still practicing makeup.
Your makeup looks quite well.
I still haven't mastered it.
You're so feminine. I'll paint your face one day.
I would love that. I would love that.
I'll be keeping my next, my YouTube series.
Oh my God.
Painted by Dick.
You would need cement.
I put the makeup on the end of my knob. I'm like, here we go, girls. Are you ready for contour?
There's an act that done that on Britain's Got Talent. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
And he pure painted it. I would love to do it as like a drag performance. I just wouldn't know how to. I mean,
you could.
Would you get sacked?
Well, you could get one of those. On stage. Like, you know those nude suits at Elliot's that are fake?
Gag. Yes. Yes.
Coming to
do we duet.
Yeah, like.
Stavros Flatley.
When I got you like this. And then I have my fanny that I run about with, the wee strap on fanny and all.
Pish.
It is a crack. I got that in Benidorm for €4 and it even has a wee hole in the.
They all have them in Spain.
This one has a hole in all. And I was like, I really want to connect a wee tube up and then squirt water from it. I've been saying it for years, but I've never got around to it. I'm like, but I'm always like, oh, I'm going to do it. And then you can't be harsh. I'm like, no, fuck it. Like, it just lies in this room. Like, you just get slung in the door and go, fuck up, bad shit. Keep it away in the background.
That hole's going to start closing up now.
A wee hole. I don't even know where it is. That might be in my bag somewhere. Is that it there? No, that's per nude knickers. Speaking of nude knickers, we're going to take a very short break in the show. We'll be back very shortly with more crack, more banter, and more inside outs of my little vaginas. We'll speak to you in a second. Bye.
This is a Madonna takeover, bitches. Come on, gays. Do you believe in supporting local drag? Well, come to your night of 1,000 Madonnas in Mandela Hall with me, Trudy Scrumptious, and a stellar lineup of local fabulous drag talent. Tickets are £15. You can get them from my website at www.trudyscrumptious.co.uk. Be there or be a loser. I want to see you all dressed up, looking gorgeous, ready to vogue, express yourself, and celebrate the Queen of Pop. See you there.
Hello, and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast with myself, Roxy Tumble Dryer, and this week I am joined by the purest of the bents. It's Pure Bent.
Yeah.
What do you do? Well, it's not Pure Bent. It's a goat.
It's a goat.
The milk I'm getting from my goat.
Goat from West Belfast.
The goat. Greatest of all time.
That's fierce.
I was not one. I wondered what was these like abbreviations. What's
did you? I only found that out, well, about 6 months, but it's been going for what? Couple of years now, yeah, and like, I didn't know.
He's the goat. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I always thought, like, I would call pensioners. No, I'm a goat.
So I'm like, the greatest of all time.
The greatest of all time crossing the road. Go on, yeah, goat, yeah. No, I'm wild with these abbreviations. Everything's an abbreviation there. Like,
same. I'm wild with technology. I show my age in technology. See the way you're doing all this now?
Yeah.
My worst nightmare.
What age are you?
Guess.
No. It was my arse. 30.
No! What? Not yet.
Fuck.
29.
Oh my God, you've had a hard
life. I know.
I don't think my Botox kicked in, though. Stop it. Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous. I tell you what, there'll be fucking gays at my door with pitchforks. I've said you heard it look terrible. Like, hi, jerk. Yeah, I have sat many nights wanking over his Instagram pictures.
I'm sure there'll be a granny. My fan club, my granny.
There would be a fan club out there for you. Like, what is their pants for sale? Aye, they're Pure Bent's drag knickers. It would be me spraying pants with fucking tuna. You know the brand of tuna? People do that.
Do they?
Oh, I
sell them.
Yeah. There's a website. Cabin Crew sell like their tights and stuff, and I'm considering, you know what, see my old, instead of binning my drag tights when I come in from work when there's a ladder in them, I was just considering then maybe putting some tuna brine and water into like a spray bottle, spraying the feet in a wee bit, bung them in the bag, send them off to some bastard, pay about £20 for them, and you buy yourself 2 brand new packets.
That would be perfect.
Welcome to the world of hers.
Yeah, welcome.
It's not even her, it's just being, what do you call that?
A hustler.
Yeah, or like, just making money, honey. Just making a dollar, bitch. Oh, I know a lot of girls across the aviation world that would sell their old shoes. People, there's fellas go mad for the shoes. I'm like, them shoes have been in toilets where fellas have pished on the floor.
Yeah.
And not wiped. And like, okay.
12-hour flights and all.
Maybe that's what they're on. Maybe they're on a, but they're, I've seen a load of, have you ever seen the picture of their like slingback shoe with somebody's dick in it?
No.
Oh my God, it is this like viral image. Me and Rusty sent it to,
it's like a sandal.
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
What
you? A real, like a real penis, a real dick.
Yeah, like an actual real cock in a high heel, like a high heel, like a good block heel with like sandal, like straps.
No, I'm intrigued now.
I'm trying to find it now. A penis in shoe. What? Like penis in a sandal. But yeah, so anyway, what I find the penis in the sun. So you come back from Manchester and you decided to start drag here. But well, yes. You were like, right, what was your first gig? How did you actually get on the stage?
It was Levy Tate. Levy Tate. I was like posting like photos of me in drag, or like not even me in drag, just me.
There it is.
The image, let's see.
Oh, did it not?
Yeah, that's lovely cock.
That's a really nice.
That is a model. If Kate Moss was a cock, that would be the one.
Oh my god,
it actually looks like Misty.
Oh my god, Misty.
That's just his eyebrow.
Misty, you never told us you were wearing a pair of flat sandals. Oh my god, isn't that lovely? I'll save that to my phone and send it out to people. Like, yep. This is the gawk we were, because I will get asked.
If anyone asks you on Grindr, are you Roxy? Just reply with that photo.
No. Guess. I'm a hardworking blue collar businessman. It's like, I work for the valley and a 2 minute show, three. That's not even a song. Anyway, you, Levy Tate, fantastic artist.
You know what? She was lovely. She was really, really good to work with. Like, she really eased my nerves.
Well, that's good.
So, she was doing the Friday before Pride. It was like lockdown Pride, like 2021. And she was doing the Friday before Pride, and she was like, do you want to come on down? Becca Boots done the show, Balaclava done the show.
Balaclava. I remember her.
Yes.
Fuck me.
I like Balaclava. I haven't seen her.
No.
In years. I haven't seen her since the show. Maybe I'm the reason.
I like her. I haven't seen her
since the show.
Never spoke.
But Levy like done all this like class graphics and all for, because it was in Boombox.
Yeah. I remember the graphic work. Yeah. It was very, very good.
It was in Boombox and done the show. It was like three numbers. I was like literally holding a gunpoint to all my family and friends. I was like, come and see me, please. I'm shiting myself.
Please. Social distance. There's only 10 seats. Quick.
And that was it. And I can't remember the first number. I wasn't even drunk. Can't remember the first number.
Can't remember what it was.
It was We Found Love by Rihanna.
We found love.
Because I thought like Belfast and like, it's so Belfast.
Did you get a good graphic in the background of the calls?
I think so. I think Levy like put snippets of the video in.
Fantastic.
And I got like jock straps made that said Pure Bent. But like I was so focused on the jock straps whenever I got on stage, I was just like with this plastic bag of jock straps just fucking
take things. People are free shit.
See, no, you know, I was like, in the jock strap. I was like, take it. But yeah, that was the first night.
Oh my god, fuck, during lockdown. And what we like, oh my fucking god, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was like, what was that? Like, I
were you sober, did you say?
I was sober at the start.
At the start.
And then I rocked up, all my makeup came off. Thomas was Fierce was actually working. Yes. Fierce was actually working as bar staff.
Fuck, so she's done everything in that.
Yeah,
she's cleaned the toilets,
everything. He would work the minute silence, Thomas. Honestly.
Round of applause. He would work the minute silence. I love that saying.
Honestly, it's brilliant.
You'd work a minute silence, you boss.
So he was up. He was like, alright, so I've done. I was there for his first performance.
I love that burst.
I was like, what am I going to do? I was like, oh my god. And I like, see, at this stage I had like a human hair wig on, thinking that I was like absolutely stunned. This was before I really knew what, like, I'd never performed before. So I was like, what am I going to be like? And I was like, I like planned all this like choreography to Rihanna We Found Love. Didn't do a fucking single bit of it.
It happens all the time.
Didn't even know the words. Didn't know nothing. It's my favourite song. Didn't even know the words. But Thomas came up, gave me a pep talk. He said, so like, just let you know and all, like, there's other queens and all down there, like, you know, Anya's down there.
A pep talk.
Like, my arse was making fucking buttons, and I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? And he was like, there's charities and all down there, everyone's down there, any position and all down there. I was like, oh my god, shite. All these people that I knew, like, that I had on social media through like COVID but never met in person.
Yes.
And I was like, right. I was like, get me a drink. I was like horsing the drink in me then. And then after that first kind of performance, then like
I'm laughing at the fierce impression. It's fucking for
you. Oh, I have her down to a T.
You can tell it's your best mate.
I have her down to a T.
So what you gonna do? The backflip.
Man, what's this hair like? Isn't it gorgeous? It's gorgeous. She's gonna kill me. But see, if you ask her to do an impression of me, she rips the whole out of it.
Oh, it's just last night. Last week, we absolutely fucking had a guy. She was telling me everything, all the back behind the scenes. Let me chat about that later on. If you're listening, folks, stick around. Keep listening to us at the end to find out the gory details of being fingered by a horse. How would that happen? Silence. I don't know. There you go. So that was your first provincial shitbreaks. Did your family come as well, did you say?
Yes, they all came. Oh, they all came. My sister's actually living in Liverpool and she came over as well. I know.
So wasting money on flights for that.
I know. But it was part nerve-wracking. I think sometimes it's more nerve-wracking to have your family in the audience than like a comfort, but at that time it was comforting.
I'd be like, oh, they're there. That's great. Oh, I find any time they're there, I'm like, my family come along, I'm like, you.
Yeah, you're guaranteed a...
Yeah, my sister and all the block, the cousins of it, and my mom in the middle of it, right, everybody clap like fuck, mom.
Yeah, slam the tables and all.
She's already been on me, right, I want to be on this podcast again. I'm like, fuck's sake, here we go.
She was brilliant. Brilliant. You can tell you get it from her.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, right. It's like the next one will be like, how to navigate life and not giving a fuck. Like, life, love, and the pursuit of not giving a shit.
And the secret's going to McDonald's at 12.
Exactly. Oh, there's so many, so many stories we couldn't cover in the last hour, so I think there might be another one. We'll have to line it up. Burp down the mic girl as well while we're at it. We're having a glass of Prosecco. We're very classy girls this evening.
Yes,
every
yes.
week, every guest gets offered something.
Royalty.
Absolutely. There'll be guests soon. I'll be offering, do you want the roast beef or the chicken or what? So it's like, we need sponsors. We'll get the dinners rolling in as well. So after that, what came of the drag? How did you start?
Yeah.
How did you start climbing that ladder of success,
baby? Complete fluke. So it was still lockdown. And then I'd done a couple of shows with Rusty. And then...
Oh, yes, on the Fridays. Fuck
yeah. Friday. And then I'd done... When Libertine opened, my first paid gig was with Anya. So she done a Monday night, and it was like a cabaret show, like Anya's Circus or something.
Yes,
which is why she asked me to do it.
Like, the bearded lady.
There's a freak here on the minute.
I know.
And that's exactly what I did.
And that was it.
And then it was so weird. So then lockdown like ended abruptly. So remember we were like the last ones to... get the clubs back up.
Yeah, everything else was going. We were like, you still have to. Do you remember, like, literally, you were talking to somebody like, get away! I'm like, I fucked him last night.
Yeah,
I am like, really?
The gays did not adhere to the social distancing. We heard social distancing. We're like, gangbang.
Like, what? No problem. It's an orgy. It's like seven men.
We're all in the same bubble.
It's like, see him? He's in my bubble. What do you mean your bubble? He played with my bubble last night.
Oh, blue bubbles.
So when you actually look back at it, you're like, what a load of balls that was, and everybody having to go, stop people running around in masks. I'm like,
I know.
I look at them and go, you're a fucking dick.
But saying that, sometimes, like, it's nice when if you know they've got smelly breath, you're like, yes, keep that mask on.
I'm like, no problem. Shh. People talk to you and they're like, come here, I just say something. I'm like, your breath is curling my fucking lashes. I'm like,
it's curling the hair. Curling it straight away.
Curling your pubes.
They're tucked over three knickers. They're fucking burnt off. Disgusting. Brush your teeth, bitches, if you're listening to this. Or if you go out for like a garlic dinner and you're like, hey, on a Saturday night, don't breathe at me.
Yeah.
Step back or smoke a fag.
Yeah.
That's how you get over it. That's how you do it.
Does smoking a fag get rid of it?
No, I don't know, but I'm just like, smoke a fag so I smell that like, dirty fag and garlic and say, like, is that like an Italian mama's breath?
Like a night out.
My nonna. My Italian nonna, this is what she smells like. Kiss of a nonna.
That was our family. So you were doing the gigs.
Yes. And then done Libertine. And then it was so random. Like, Belfast got the announcement that it was going to be like reopen, the clubs were going to be open. And then I got a message from Boombox being like, you know, would you like to be like the door whore, host Boombox on a Friday night? And I was like, absolutely, oh my god, yes, I see a minute.
Smoke.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, I lived in James Clue at the time, and you could like literally, I was like dancing, like, oh my god,
oh fuck, that was literally like not so far.
Yeah. Then I started the Fridays, and then Anya done Drag Stars. It was the first year of Drag Stars.
Oh yes, that was 15 to 20 seconds
ago. Oh, there's been 16 since.
Drag Stars was great. Produced some fucking fabulous bitches.
Oh my god, completely.
It's
like
people going.
Yeah,
get you going, love.
Yeah, and I like done Drag Stars. Yes,
First twirl. Imagine instead of people calling it cycles or seasons, imagine the first twirl.
Yeah, I think everyone in Belfast treats it as if it's like Drag Race as well. All the young ones are like, I got cast for Drag Stars. It's like, oh my god,
go on, girl.
But no, it's like a drag book camp. Like I didn't have a clue, and I like see drag. Like I had no clue about any of it. Like the makeup, really? The hair. I had no like I still don't.
Oh no, well, you learn as you go.
You do learn as you go. So like when I
knew nothing, I just seen I went every week to the Sunday Bingo show. Tina, yep. Trudy, Portia de Monte, and Lady Bunny, watched every single week from the front row, got to know the guys, every single week, could have fucking knew what to do, watched the routines. But you don't see people do this anymore. They don't will not will come once and then be like, I want a gig. I'm like,
yep.
Hello?
Yep.
Can I help you with anything?
Do you have anyone that you wouldn't?
Question. Tell me what you think about this. About my own diamonds and about my own rings. I as I've said in many episodes, you want to perform, come down and speak to somebody in person.
Yeah.
I don't like getting messaged out of the blue by somebody called fucking Pasty Supper or whatever the fuck and be like, yeah, I'd like a paid gig. I'm like, I mean, I'd love a fucking 10-inch deck in a husband, yeah. But that's not happening. It's just not happening.
I'd love a brick.
I want a holiday in fucking Spain. I don't even want a husband in 10-inch. I just want to go to fucking Spain for a couple of days and get a load of bottles of vodka and a 200 or at least 400 fags just so I'm stocked up for the winter season. You know what it is. But yeah, I'm like, come down.
Yeah.
Support a show. Get to know the queens. Actually, like, hi, I'm such and such. Whereas other people now can't even look you in the eye.
Yes.
Like, how are you? What's happening? I'm like, okay.
But saying that, do you not think...
Since, I'd be like, oh, is that the music? Matt, let me go and check the DJ.
Since doing drag, do you not think you've got a wee bit more weird? Oh, I feel like since doing drag, I have, like, delved into, like, the 56th dimension of my brain. And I sometimes don't know how to function in, like, normal situations. They're like, would you like water? I'm like...
You're just fucking mental.
It's just, like, it's like released a weird aspect of my life, of myself.
There's just something that's been in there for ages, and you're like,
no. Yeah.
Oh, me on stage, and I just talk. It's just my inner, what I think, and what, like, this as well, when I'm just talking, this is what, you're just getting something out. I'm like, right, you bastards. For ages, I was quite quiet. You wouldn't believe, a lot of people wouldn't believe, I was very quiet. It's like, apparently, wouldn't have, like, been like, right, yeah, fuck.
Or now you're making up for all those years of quietness.
I think that you're doing the same thing for that.
Yeah.
Like, being in Manchester repressed. I'm like, oh no, I'm a little bitch. Fuck's sake. So tell me, have you ever been abused by a family member?
Yes. My sister used to fight like fuck.
So me and my sister too.
Oh my god, it makes you a better person.
I knocked my sister's tooth out with a CD.
Why?
We were fighting and slobbering.
She was a very sensitive teeth. No, it was some sensitive.
The distance that we're sitting in right now was the distance I fucked it at her.
Okay.
And we were like, and she's like, fuck it. I was like, fuck up. And I just frisbeed it at her and it knocked her tooth right out.
She was like, an adult tooth?
No, I don't think so. Oh, that's okay. Her teeth are all sweet now.
Okay, that's good.
So I think it was like a wee teeth.
Yeah.
Her wee teeth. Yeah, just frisbeed her, cracked her in the face. And I was like, oh my god, don't tell mom. And mom was out working and I shit my fucking knickers. I was like, please, give me money. I had no money to give. And she's like,
your mum's money?
She's still sweet, love me. And I got my cunt knocked in by my mum. She's like, yeah, but she never knocked my cunt in. She just shamed the fucker. I mean,
yeah. Man. Yeah, I'm not shocked. I'm just very disappointed. I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Not even that. She's like, yeah, fuck, I'm bastard. I'm like, okay. You just knew.
There was one.
Don't fuck about.
There was one time when, you know, Dancing on Ice had just came out. And do you remember the headbanger move that Torvald and Dean used to do where they grabbed the legs and the headbanger? So we were at my granny's house.
Fuck off.
No, I'm not joking. We used to go to my granny's house every Sunday for vegetable soup. Fucking powerful vegetable soup.
Was that it?
Oh,
just soup.
Vegetable soup.
No dinner.
Some bread. And me and
granny's dinner. A good soup.
Oh, the best. They the
just
best.
Know. They just fucking know.
With
that hard pee and all that. You
yes.
Fucking put a window through it.
Yes.
Help them.
Yes. Oh.
I seen a thing on TikTok. It was wheaten years bread, ago.
Wheaten bread.
Wheaten bread.
Yeah.
What am I looking at? Like crusty bap or something?
No, wheaten bread. Wheaten bread. Always wheaten bread.
Try a bit of vegetable. Let me know in the comments, folks. Vegetable soup with wheaten bread or a crusty roof. Would you put sauce in a vegetable soup?
Brown sauce.
Stop it, me too.
Yeah.
I've
had it before with potatoes in it, which was nice.
Like a big spud.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You get them in Asda and Tesco. They do like a vegetable soup with a spud floating in it, but they're not as good. They're a bit watery.
Yeah.
And they're very disappointing.
No, when it's made with a family member, it's like made with love, blood, sweat, and tears.
Absolutely. My mad as a good super Christmas, and it's like, that's the shit. That's it right there. That's the one. Like the fucking, I don't know, barley. I don't know what they're called.
The goat.
Wee white things with the black. The black. Me and my sister, what do we call them? Wee white things with the black.
Oh,
the black,
oh my god, they're like wee clams.
Either. Wee barley or like something. Wee nuts. Oh, they're lovely.
Yeah.
Vegetable soup for the win.
Fuck. Always.
Give me it all.
Always.
Live on it. Sorry, weren't we?
Oh my god, yes. I went to you used to go to granny's house and the headbanger move was released.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my god, I wanted to be Torvald and Dina. I was like, oh my god, I actually want to be Tamara. But
did you want to be both Torvald and Dina?
Yes, explains like, I wanted Torvald's ass and Dina's face.
You should be one of those costumes, half and half, man and woman, and do that. I want to see this.
The below.
I will actually come out of hibernation on a Monday night to see that. If you do, do you ever see the drag half and half?
Yes.
Woman's side and then the male side, and you do the whole 12 and
12. Yes.
I will come down for 99 pence beverage on sense to watch that show.
You'll do it out of cheek. You'll just sit there with the border.
No, I was sitting with like an Archer's, remember Archer's Aqua from years ago, like in the 90s?
No.
Fuck, I'm showing me age then. It's me being 35. No. Right.
I can't believe you thought I was over 30. I mean, I do look old for my age.
Hi, Jeremy, sorry about that.
I know.
You're so young and beautiful.
I've been a mute for the rest of the show.
It's the lighting in this room. It's terrible. It's, I know. You're backlit, so I can't see your face. Not that I've never met you before, fuck all.
I'm a ghost. But long story short.
So you and your sister were doing Torval and Dean.
Torval and Dean, and I was like, last time I want to do the headbanger move. I was like, I really want to do the headbanger move. Natalie was like, I don't know if we're ready for it yet, Ben. Well, I haven't had enough training for it. We started off and she had a really big garden. My granny used to have the best garden ever. We'd done it in the garden, but I did it holding her hands. So it was just like a ring a rosy. And I was like, Natalie, we're ready for it. And I must have gotten in trouble for something. So we were locked. We were like in a room when everyone else was in the kitchen. Me and Natalie. And I was like, come on, Natalie, let's do it. We're ready for it. We've been practicing for ages. No, Natalie was like, right, okay. She tied her hair up in a ponytail to be like Torval and Dean.
Oh, why? Wow.
And I grabbed her legs, I flipped her around, and she split her, like, her ear open. She had to consent to A&E.
Fuck off. Yeah. Smacked her ear in the floor.
Yeah. And the relationship hasn't been the same since.
We've never done Dancing on Ice.
That was the end. Yeah. Like, every time we watched like Dancing on Ice, she like shivers. She's like
triggered. As people would say, I'm like, I'm triggered. Right. Oh, I love it. Love it.
I know.
This is the inner family stories. Like, what happened? That's to fuck my sister to the floor whilst doing Dancing on Ice moves. Fuck the amount of things. Me and my sister torched each other for years.
All the time.
It's what you do, brother and sister. Like,
yeah.
I used to fucking like walk on her shoes, not only just walk over the top of them and crush them. It's like, yeah, I can't. Like, yeah.
Did you ever used to have concerts? Like, no, okay, I'm really gay then.
Concerts?
We used to have like concerts in the street for like the neighbours, and we used to like do all the dance routines. And
oh my god,
like,
where are you from?
Oh my god, we lived in Arvana, so we
Jesus Christ.
Banger area,
the gayest town.
Like, I know,
where's that big boy?
And it was like me with like all these girls, and we used to do like all this choreography, like the what's that S Club 7 song, Sundown Friday Twilight in the Big Town. And I used to dress them all. I was like, right, we need to wear neon, we need to do this and all. And oh, there was one god. Time, like, my sister's 3 years younger than me, there was one time we were going over to the shop, and from our house, mum can like look out the window, and we went to the shop like our money that we got from the concert, because we used to charge people like 20p.
Oh, fuck, we're all coming out to watch.
Oh my god! We went home, and mum was like, "Why are you going to Natalie?" I was obviously just dressed. I obviously dressed Natalie. She's like, "Why are you going to the shop looking like a slag?" And Natalie was like, "Babe, dressed me."
Why are you going to the shop dressed like a slag?
And I was like, straight out the door. I was like, oh my god, if I stay, I'm going to get grounded. I went round the street. Like,
my gay son. What age were you at this time?
Oh, probably like 11 or something. Oh, no, no younger, but 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Yeah. You were homosexual in training.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Always, there was always signs.
Oh, fuck. My mom said as we spoke in the episode of the podcast, if you haven't listened to the Rocky's Mum podcast, it was available in March back many, many months ago, but go and listen to it. It's okay. I was like, was there any signs that you knew it was gay? She's like, no, not at all. I was like, and then we started talking about me, like, pretending I was fucking the queen from Snow White storming down. Remember the spiral staircase, Shannon?
Yes.
I had like an old fucking. Bed sheet or something over my shoulder, like, doo-doo-doo, made the noise, and all, like, she flew down the fucking, like, and ran in a circle into the floor, into the carpet, like I was on a spiral staircase. I'm like, faggot. And then loads of different things, like, oh yeah, no, I'm not, fuck me, Jesus Christ, it was hanging out of me.
Yeah.
And then
I think Spice Girls were a big influence on, like, our generation as well.
Oh my god,
we all wanted to be a certain Spice Girl.
Oh, like, the generation for Spice Girls is Miss Therese Scrumptious generation. She was, yeah. She's, like, she's told me many stories before where she's been out in her street, and she choreographed, it literally reminds me of you, choreographed the whole fucking Spice Girls show, all the girls, and he came fucking down through newspaper and hi, hold tight, kicking through newspaper. I was like,
oh,
you absolute fruit.
She still does it.
Fuck me,
to this day.
Absolutely, she's only doing it the other day. They're fucking neighbours are filming her in. Get in there, fucking
you. Stephen's like, Trudy, for fuck's sake.
For fuck's sake, you bastard.
I actually seen Trudy on Monday. She was fresh off the flight from Adele.
Fresh off the boat.
Yes. From Adele.
Adele. Adele.
Yeah.
Okay. Concerts I can give or take. I wouldn't be a big fan of like going to indie space with concert literally right beside you. I like to stand away. Like, see if I was going to see something, I'd be like, can I rent one of them boxes in the Odyssey? You know, you can sit up in the like you and your
They were giving them away at Girls Aloud.
What?
Yeah, they were giving them away. So we went
why did nobody fucking tell me?
I know it was the last night.
On the metro and all that.
Yeah, oh tune. It was the last night. We were supposed to go in Dublin. But we were just fresh back from Gran Canaria, and I was like, but I can't go. Well, like, I was crying to Thomas. No, I was like, Thomas, I can't do this.
Like, you're like, my hole is quivering. I can't. Like, there's nothing left.
Quiver.
I'm sitting on a rubber ring, and I need to go home.
Ice pack is in a bag of peas. And I was, I hit an almighty low. I was like, I can't. And then, like, even when we got home, we got back on the Thursday, and then the Friday hit, and Boombox put up like a promo for me to do the Friday, and I was like, no, I've definitely asked for this off, but I haven't got the energy to ask. I was like, I've already picked it off. But we were supposed to go on the Friday night. Didn't go. We just were like, fuck that, we're not going to go to Dublin.
We did.
And then we went to the shoot my other sister, that didn't get hurt by me.
The other one that was not Torval and deaned into the floor.
She got tickets through Cool FM and given them to me and Thomas. So we went the last night, and when we got there, they came over to all of us. Like, none of us paid for a ticket. Rusty didn't pay for a ticket. I don't think Blue paid for a ticket. Like, any Kevin didn't pay for a ticket. No one.
That's right. The night of that, I was working. I was really
Why were you there?
I was flying. Yeah. I was taking people on their holidays and being really miserable.
Fuck
you as well,
and they were coming down, like the people that worked in the Odyssey, being like, look, there's a booth up there if you want it. We all declined. But looking back, I was like, why?
Mental.
Yeah.
It's got a fridge full of drink now.
I know.
Everything gets up, no cunts fucking touching you. But like, this is what I want. I like to be away from shit. Like,
yeah.
Great.
You like to observe.
We do. I watch from a distance. I'm like, from a distance. From a distance. Turn your microphone around.
I know, I'm shocking.
It's every time I record, I'm like, turn your microphone around, kid. You're not too sure what happens.
I get to know your job with this microphone.
I know. It's like you're wanking it off and twisting it and all. It's great. I'm like, twist that microphone.
It's been a while.
We're going to take a short break while I show Miss Bent how to wank off a microphone. We'll be back in just a second. Bye. Hello and welcome back to the Laundry Room Podcast. It is me, Roxy Double Dryer. Sorry.
That is why.
Before I started that, I was doing accents as I do. And yeah, I'm laughing a wee bit at it. I think it's quite funny. So here, what's crack going on?
Yes, so I'm really, really good.
This week, I am joined by Pure Ben. Round of applause put in by... round of applause put in post-production. We were doing accent challenges. We'll play that. We'll do that.
I can't do an accent.
Even better.
I can't do an accent.
I love it. Well, we'll see. I may forget. You know how recording. We can go off on tangents and go, fuck, we're over time. Shut up. Good night. Bye bye. So, before the break, we were talking about your descent into madness.
Yes.
And being an absolute bad bitch on the scene. Yes. So, you were doing Drag Stars. You completed your season.
Yeah.
But now, at the minute, where can we see? Where can we come and give you abuse? Where can I come and shout?
Yes. My favourite place to get abuse is on a Monday. You can come see me in the Maverick on a Monday.
And what goes on the Monday? Is it your show?
Yes, it is indeed. It's Mega Mondays in the Maverick. It's myself and a selection of the best drag queens ever. And also Fierce Injection. She does it with me as well. To be honest, that's been like the one of the highlights. Getting to work with your best mate is good.
I know the feeling. I've worked with Rusty for years.
It's like, brilliant.
You have the crack. You just know what you're at. You're like,
And we work really well together. So yes, Monday nights, Friday nights in Boombox. And also, if you want to see me outside of drag, that's not Pure Bent, Wednesdays in The Reporter.
That's right, you're hosting a quiz.
No!
Is it not?
Bingo!
Why did I think it was a quiz?
The quiz is on Tuesday night.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a quiz on Tuesday night. There's actually something going on every single night in that Reporter.
Right.
They do arts and crafts on a Monday. I would never know because I'm always in next door.
In the house.
There's actually been a couple of times when they came round and be like, can you turn the music down?
No!
All we can hear is you talking.
There's been a couple of nights in Union Street. There was some event going on in the shoe factory and the mics like crossed over. It was me going, Medit, Teddy, you're a fucking cunt. Her! I was like, oh, right. The microphones like crossed over. I was like, shit, sorry, right.
I think I heard about this. I don't know if you told me it or someone else told me it, but
the mics crossed over.
I was like,
oh, well, fuck that.
Gig.
And then there you're being told by like, we're doing, somebody's cutting somebody's cutting paper with a pair of craft scissors, would you be quiet?
And all you can hear is you heavy breathing going,
very fucking tired. Here's cascada. Here is
at 8 p.m. on a Monday. Here's every time we touch.
Can't beat it. Cannot beat it. 8 o'clock on a Monday. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, it's early start. Early start. Get down early.
Early start.
It's good crack.
What time do you finish on a Monday?
I'm not a half one.
Because
I do both. I do, it's Monday in the Maverick, and then the show downstairs, and then upstairs for
Big Bucks. 5.5 hours.
I know.
Hope you're paid well.
I work hard for the money.
You better show.
Work hard for the. And do you know what else? Like, see, with working full time, people don't understand that. Like, people's like, I have to work before.
Yeah,
you have to work before. So, see, if my beard's showing, or I'm like, my eyelashes out of place, it's like, because I've been up since 6.
Sorry, babes. But fuck, you go away. What I actually kind of love about, do you ever see Holiday or go to Spain?
Oh,
like Gran Canaria, but not even Gran Canaria, because the girls are literally behind getting ready for a show like we're doing ourselves. But sometimes you ever go like Sully Palma, which one we go to, we absolutely, me and Rusty love in Tourmaline. It's the fuck me, can't remember. Whatever the name was. But anyway, but they literally come in as me, and we're like, all right, we know the guys sound really well. I'm like, all right, love, it's a crack, have banter. They go behind this curtain, and about 15 minutes later,
brilliant,
ready to go. I'm like, ah!
Brilliant.
Me, I would be having a fucking shit fit.
What way do you rock up to your gig?
I arrive at the minute. Well, a lot of gigs, sometimes I used to go in a tracksuit.
Yep.
But
you wear a wig?
No.
Full wig, no.
Just like my hair, or maybe a hat. Because if I know, I'm like, I'm going to get on something, certain hairs you need to take off, put on.
Yeah.
Doesn't fit what you're doing. So I'm like, I'm not, or, yeah, it just depends where I'm going.
Yeah.
Say, for example, I'm going to the Balmoral for the brunch, I'm going to go up in a tracksuit and put on with my tights and stuff underneath. So you put a shoe on, a ditty, put your lashes on, put your hair on, put on a personality, take a couple of drugs, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
The sandwiches in Balmoral are.
Oh, fuck me.
Did Thomas ever tell you about the time that I ended up staying in your room?
When? What, my room?
Yeah, so it was a bank holiday. Used on the Balmoral brunch. Thomas was doing the brunch as well. Thomas was working in the Balmoral at the time.
And she has worked hard.
Minute silence. And we were doing Size Queen in Boombox, and Thomas was like, I'm gonna go and stay in the Balmoral because I've got a room there and I'm working first thing tomorrow morning. I said, do you want to come? And I was like,
okay.
Yeah. So we stayed over in the room that they provided, and they give Thomas sandwiches and all, and I was scoffing them and all. Woke up the next day, Thomas went and done a shift, and I just went home.
Good night, bye. At Christmas, I do sometimes a Friday, Saturday, certain Christmas party nights and stuff like that, and I have stayed over the whole weekend. It's been fucking great.
Brilliant.
Like, see, you get a whole different sleep in a hotel bed.
Yeah.
The wanks are better.
They do that with a seagull as well.
The wanks are better.
Posh wanks. With a seagull, where we do the brunches, they always give us a couple of rooms.
We're free
to use them. We can use the shower and all, stay if we wanted. And yeah, brilliant.
Gorgeous. Like a shower. Because then on sometimes you do those Sundays and stuff, so you don't have anything after it, so you get changed. Let me get washed.
Yeah. For the road. Like Paddy's Day, we done one on Paddy's Day. We were able to get changed, showered, douched, and come back out again. It's brilliant. Me and Azura ran out with like 2 wee fannies. Like,
what? That poor single hotel's been shit up the walls. I'm like, I gotta shit up these balls. Shout out to Azura Pendergast.
Love her.
She'll be on here soon.
Love her. Yes.
Interview of being a bitch by Azura.
Oh, and she would have some stories as well.
I can't wait to hear them.
Yeah. She would have some stories.
So yeah, Monday nights is the place to be then.
Yes.
To come and see ye.
Mega Mondays. Absolutely. Drag.
I work on Mondays. Serving teas and coffees in the air.
You do. Corned beef.
Corned beef hash. Yes. Smoke up. I keep doing that. It's the third time I've done that. It's disgusting. If you want to hear more, Licks and Pops, let me know on my brand new podcast, Licks and Pops. It's 25 minutes of Licks and Pops.
Popsicle.
So yeah. What was I going to
Yes, yes, Mondays, that's the crack. That's where you can find me. Throw abuse at me.
That was it, come way down.
And yeah.
8 o'clock, and then you go upstairs then into the club.
Into the club.
Up in the club.
Beers and up in the club. Just getting
tipsy. Doing my own little thing.
99p drinks. Paddy Walsh on the DJ decks. First injection is bombing about the stage. And yeah.
Giving it to what do you fucking say?
It's a good crowd on a Monday. It's all the hospitality ones.
Yeah, Monday night's always been good fun.
They know how to do it.
Absolutely, because they're working all weekend, and they're like,
it's their weekend.
I want to go fucking ape shit.
Yeah,
like, go for it.
Do you like working a Saturday?
Yes, I absolutely love it.
Yeah,
love it. You do. It's the hens. A lot of people are like, brilliant. Oh, union straights for straights. It's not.
Yeah,
I would just love to see people come in. It's because venues can't run on Steam.
Yeah.
Customers, whoever the fuck you are, what, come on in, pay the bills. I mean, we're not just going to turn people away because you're this, that, and the other thing. That would then be terrible, and you'd be lynched for it. So you let it really come on in, whether you're celebrating your birth, death, or marriage, come on the fuck in.
Yep.
Because sometimes, a good sort of percent of the time, it's lesbians who are hen parties.
And the worst. Lesbians,
oh my god, they'd lick you out.
Best. They're right. They're the best people in a crowd at a drag show as well. Oh. They go boogaloo, like they are up, they're dancing, they're crying, they're brilliant.
There is two fabulous girls that joined me on the stage at Belfast Pride, Hope and
Eve.
Yes. Actually, oh my god, don't go forget me the way your name is spelled. It's like, is that Aving or Yvonne or
just the Catholics?
Yvonne.
Yvonne.
Hope and Yvonne. And I
your dad sells Eve.
I have your dad sells Eve. Oh my god.
Adobe. Your dad sells Adobe.
Adobe Photoshop. And he also sells Hope. She's going. I tell you what, them two dance moves are fucking a bird.
They are phenomenal.
Shout out to Hope and Eve.
Unreal.
It sounds like a Bath and Body Works. Like,
yeah.
What are you wearing on your skin? Hope and Eve.
Is it, you know, where people get tattoos saying Hope and, like, Grace? Or, like,
yes.
Is it going to be Hope and Eve soon?
Do you want to get Hope and
Adobe?
Do you want to go tomorrow and get Hope and Eve on our knuckles?
Yes.
You get Hope and I get Eve and they fist pump. Like, that's us. Never see you. I'll not come out on Monday, but we'll never fist pump. But
they are cracking dancers, though.
Oh, the routines. And on Pride Day this year, I was in the middle of a song and they were right in the front and I just shouted, get up now, because we're going to get into Lady Gaga, Bad Romance. And I was like,
class,
let's go.
And they know how to do it.
Oh, bitch. I actually, like, there's a mirror in front of the Shoe Factory stage and I could just see it. It was like inside, but like, I love this.
Same.
I was Michelle McManus. This is my moment.
Bring her back. Bring her back.
Like, that was fucking great. I was like, oh my god. And then it literally was mental and I couldn't find them. I wanted to buy them drinks. So
yeah,
Hope and Yvonne, come and see.
You're getting a drink.
There's drinks. There's all sorts of shit. Everything. Boys, those are amazing. Thank you for that. But I love that was fucking, oh, legends.
Yeah.
Legends.
They will. I can see them being like entertainers or dancers that will get like a proper wee gig somewhere, I reckon. Because they next put so much effort into it.
It'll be next year's Entertainer of the Year at the Pride Awards.
Oh my god, yes. Yes. They have my vote.
Like, they've already got mine already.
They have my vote.
Can I go by Deadpool already? I'm like, yep. Right,
we'll nominate them.
It's in. I'm nominating now.
Yep.
Hi, I'd just like to let you know before next year even has happened. But
Hope and Eve deserve to win.
And what shop is this? I'm like, it's on Royal Avenue. They do a lovely soap. It's beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous. You did tell me earlier on in the podcast you were a children's entertainer.
Yes.
The fuck? Yes. How the fuck did you do that? And how did you get into this?
It was when I was in uni.
What were you studying in uni?
Fine art. I know. I dropped out. Fine art. I didn't like
what?
It. I loved art. I just didn't like that. Like, once I got to uni and having a social life, I was working in Dorothy Perkins in Burton at the time. I've lived many a life.
No wonder you're a drag queen.
Many a life.
I worked in Dorothy Perkins. I love their flat shoes.
Oh, completely.
Big size 12 shoe. Like,
the Dorothy Perkins changing rooms were fucking hoaching.
Hoaching.
So it was the Manchester Arndale. I got moved over. So the wee store in Bangor was like so nice. It was so chill.
It's like three customers the
whole day. Yeah, I'd done maybe 4 hours. Manchester was like, yeah, right, Ben, you're doing 35 hours a week. And I was like, happy day. So I was just addicted to like making money because I was like, oh my god, yes, money. And occasionally they'd be like, oh my god, there's no one to man the Burton changing rooms, which is the boys' side. I was like, oh,
there's a couple of snakes, like on a shirt.
And see, when they had asked, like, oh, what size of shoes is this? I'm like, I'll take the shoe off.
Oh, you'd be like,
I'll take it off.
Here, don't me wash them socks while I'm at it, sir. I don't mind. I'm
like, give me a wee stretcher.
Like, go on now. Stick a toe in my mouth. Yes, I can tell by the toe that you're a 10 and a half. Fuck, do you know that, you bastard? We're going away there. Oh, well, babes. Gives that there's a fella in fucking. There's a fella. I sound like a traveller. There's a fella over in Burton. He can fucking. He knows your shoe size.
Just by looking at it.
Just by sucking your toe. It's crazy. Okay, so you're flying over to Burton, giving it the day.
Yes. Oh my god. Why did I mention that? Oh yes. So I was working at the Perkins, and then whenever I came home for summer, I needed a job. No, because I left. No, sorry, I left.
It's like a CV in person.
Yeah, oh my god, you're getting everything.
It's like, so high, so tell me why you're here to be a her.
No, left over to Perkins, and then I was moved back to Belfast, and I needed a job, and there was one of my mates, like, was the manager of this, it was
place called Happy Town in Newton Arts, and they're like, we're looking like children's entertainers, and I was like,
fuck,
like Catherine Tate's like, I can do that.
I can bounce around with a bit of gear in me.
So yeah, I was doing that for like a summer, and then I moved on to Santander and never went back to uni.
Fuck me.
Never went back. But yeah, it was fun. It was fun. I do find kids hilarious, though.
Oh, they're gay.
I think kids are like the most honest, hilarious people ever. Like, they humble you. Like,
oh, I seen a meme where like toddlers just like come up to you and go, you're fat. And yeah. Like, and cartwheel away, and you're like,
fully.
I was at my
like, niece. Why do you sound like that?
My niece actually is a fucking girl. She's so smart, Lily. You've probably seen her in
the
she's been on the float for the past 3 years, getting her picture taken with all the girls, loves it, in her wig, dressed up, but comes in here, comes straight into this room here, and she's like, but the very first time I remember sitting with her downstairs, she goes, Uncle Dale? I was like, yes. She goes, are you Roxy Tumbledryer? I was like, yes. She goes, I knew it. I was like, ah! I've been outed by my own niece. She's fucking six.
She knows.
Bitch knew. And she's like, and you dress up as a woman, but it's only for fun and some jokes. I was like, even the child knows the difference. Fuck me. If every man in this fucking town had the same sense as that child, I might be married by now at fucking 35 years of age. But no, I still get messages going, oh yeah, I would love to go on a date, but because you do drag, it's a bit, excuse me. You fucking freak.
No,
strange. Have you ever experienced any hate in your life?
I've never experienced like that, but
because you're good looking.
No. I've experienced like,
I've heard knickers go fall down when you walk past. I'm like, oh my god, they're like, oh my god, it's Ben.
Oh my god.
Knickers.
Lies. He's telling lies.
They actually go back up. They're like,
retreat.
My dick went inside itself.
The lungs collapse. It's like,
I can't breathe.
No, but I sometimes find it weird whenever I know someone through drag and I've had crack with them in drag, yeah, to then see them as
sacri.
Yeah. Oh, someone as a
what's crack is the way to my
heart.
But
you did.
If you make me laugh, I'm like,
oh yeah, completely. Yeah, completely.
Like, open your hold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make me laugh.
But I also think a lot of people are like, wanting to like see, like they're like, oh my god, send your album, like it's like send your album just to be like, oh my god, that's what's going on.
My album will be viewed in the Ulster Museum. Fucking
your album's like Rihanna's, like it's still getting released. It's particular about who you send it to.
My fucking photo album's been worn by boys in a white t-shirt and a pair of fucking desert
chinos.
Do you remember that Rihanna t-shirt?
I had it. White.
I had it too.
I had it. It's very that poster over there. Very similar.
Yeah, I'm going to get that in a t-shirt. I'm going to bring out a whole new range of t-shirts called Buy My Shit Podcasting, or the thing you said earlier on. I can't remember what it was, but there was a quote earlier on in the podcast.
Forget.
I was like, I'm getting that in a t-shirt.
Vegetable soup.
Yeah, like something's about a vegetable soup. I'm gonna make a whole t-shirt there, and we'll get put out there. If anybody wants to be interested in the merchandise, let me know in the comments. I always ask for feedback, but nobody would ever let you know. Fuck all.
Would they not?
No. Well, no. You get maybe one or two messages. That was a gag. I'm like, thank you.
Give her feedback. We want feedback.
Are you offended? Good.
Janet Jackson.
Feedback. Oh, feedback.
Michael.
Feedback.
I'm Michael. Oh. I'm Janet. And I love shit. And I want the feedback. Daddy beat me too.
Yeah, so we tell you what.
I'm Miss LaToya.
That's I wasn't Janet.
LaToya is my favourite.
That's right. Fuck's sake. I was the wrong one. I was just the dad. I'm like, oh, beat you.
But no, dating is weird as a drag queen.
Yeah.
But like, it's weird.
As we said before, you're not dressed up all the time. We're just very boring.
I do think it's because it is so time consuming and we work sometimes unsociable hours.
Yeah.
That is like the biggest kind of negative.
The nights like, that you would go out for a date, it's like, I work that
time. Yeah. It's like, you're going to Tuesday.
They're like, are you worth my wage to take off tonight to go out?
Yeah, fully.
You better have a big dick and a good bit of crack.
Yes. Some Chris. Some Riz.
It comes out some Riz. That's some Riz. That's another. My niece says, have you got Riz? I'm like, excuse me?
That's a Love Island saying.
Is it? Oh, that's. Yeah, I don't watch that shit.
Oh, I love Love Island.
Sure, was it the other week? Molly May and What's Bake broke up and everybody's all fucking heartbroken. I'm like,
Heartbreak Hotel.
You don't know them.
I know. Did you see the Fiat 500 post about. There's a sea of Fiat 500 queuing up to honour Molly May and Tommy.
I think CFE 500, it's the car that I want to run off the road every time I see it. Do you remember Mr. Bean years ago, the three-wheeler that he used to run off the road?
No, I never watched Mr. Bean.
Oh my God, anybody that's watched Mr. Bean will know this. He used to, there was always a three-wheeler, in the, and he used to just fly past in his Mini and run the three-wheeler off the road. He used to go down ditches and all. And I am always going to work up to that airport, up that fucking airport, and go through Temple Patrick, and there's always a cunt doing 25 mile an hour in a 500. And then you overtake them, and it's 2 weeks early. It's like, ooh, live my best life. And I would love to
put on the way to the Rabbit Hotel.
Oh my God, I just said, we're having pina coladas.
And I'd love to pull the two of them over and whip them with a bamboo cane. Yeah. Do you remember them? Hold up, yeah, fucking stupid bastards.
Bring it back.
Burn the fucking car out and then drive on. I'm like, I'm away now to serve drinks. There's those cars. There's a couple other ones that are out in them roads that should just be like destroyed. I'm like, no, you look like a fruit. Don't drive that car.
You look like a fruit,
says me. Dress as a woman. You look like a fruit driving that car. Get the fuck off the road. I'm turned. I'm turned bad. I'm homophobic, dephobic.
Internally
beautiful and don't give a shit. I'm like, it's weakers. I'm like, yeah, fucking her. Driving past, yeah, fucking her, bitch.
I think someone's going to listen to this and be like, oh my God, yes, this is, I'm going to take on a date now after you've shown your vulnerabilities.
This is my vulnerabilities.
You're too harsh on yourself.
I'm fucking like,
you're too harsh on yourself.
Oh, I'm wild.
You're too harsh. You're a ride. Go get whoever the fuck you want.
I'm a ride into battle. King Billy is on the wall.
Still standing.
Sandy Ho's on the wall. Sandy. Remember her? Do you see her as the Tato woman?
Hilarious.
Fucking brilliant.
Sandy is camp as fucking Christmas.
This is a Sandy Ho moment. She is
the best.
Oh my God. Guys, if you're not following Sandy Ho on Instagram, you will just die at the thing she comes out with. And you're like, you fucking gag. It was the Mr. Tato, the son, but the wee foot, like, up like his, like, wee shape, like, a wee, and I was like,
smart.
Look at the wee foot.
She's got that, like, smart, like, she's so smart with what she does. She done an Easter number, one Monday, and I was like, shout out to my eggs. And
she was just, not shout out to my ex, shout out to my eggs.
And she was throwing full on Christmas, wrong.
Easter eggs.
She
done it with me as well, and I was like, shout out to my eggs, and I was like,
that's so smart.
I love you.
You're so fabulous. Smart.
So funny. Yeah. I always hear like song words that are so different. I'm like, what? It's like hear something different in your head and you're like, that's a gag. It's like, fuck's sake, I need a screen in the background to make a number. I'm like, look at these fucking misheard words. I always see loads on TikTok, which I love. But before we go, I'd love to play a wee quick game with you.
Yes.
We'll play two games. I always like to ask some random questions and just quick fire answers.
Okay.
What's your biggest ick in drag at the moment? What do you hate? I actually hate the word ick, so I'm not going to use that word anymore. What's your biggest hate in drag? What do you dislike about it?
Personally or in as general?
Personally and general.
Personally.
So personally both.
Personally first. The time pressure. So like time pressure with working and then going into drag. So there's like, I've got like an hour, 2 hour window to get ready and
it's,
then
it
go.
It panics you. I think it's how I am. I'm like, if I have things that, right, I started at 8, so I need to start getting ready at 5.
Yeah.
I need 3 hours because I arse about.
Yeah.
I'm an arser abouter. I'd stop, I'd read my phone, I'd watch something, then I go, it's not a gag.
Yeah.
And then go down and make dinner, then come back up, and then doing bits, and half the face is done. And then I look and go,
yeah.
And I end up rushing it, and you're panicking and going, I look like a fucking bin bag.
But there's nothing worse than the panic.
There was a day I had panic, and I'm usually in a 3 hour job turned into 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Like, I can do it in 40 minutes.
From being in bed to being ready to walk out the door in 1 hour and 40 minutes, and I looked at myself and went, I'm actually not too bad.
That's talent.
I was like, oh my God.
That is talent.
Couldn't fucking believe it. Now it was covered up head to toe, was wearing a burqa. So all you seen was my eyes. But
stunning, the best looking burqa in all of Belfast.
Favourite outfit. I do love a Sierra Alchemy's, which is an Indian dress. I love
that. Or the ghost one that you have as well.
Oh my God. The bed sheet, the holiday ghost. Me and Rusty do up as. So what is your biggest ick generally about drag?
Generally, I don't mean this in a bitchy way. I love all drag, but I don't get drag families for people that have only started drag.
Oh yeah, I'm like,
it's not an ick, but I don't get it. It's like having a family before you can do drag as well.
Yeah, it's like, is it my drag family? I'm
like the Tasty family. That is a genuine family because Tasty's been doing it fucking years.
Because she's tasty.
Yeah, she's fucking tasty.
Tasty bitch.
And did you know House of Tasty? That's why it's called Hot.
HOT.
Yes. Hot. So yes. But like young drag families,
you
just
cannot forget HOT, the House of Tasty, on 24th.
Yes.
Saturday, the 24th of the month. You've got their fabulous Hers Night in the Shoe Factory. You can come and see me first, meet until 10, and then you can go next door into the Galdem. That was a real rhyme.
That was.
Come and see me from 8 to 10, then go next door and see the Galdem.
Yeah, guys. Tasty, you owe Roxy a tenner now for a shout out.
Yep, there's the advertisement.
That wasn't even a plan.
Straight in there. That wasn't even planned. It was just that there it was. Fuck, there you go. But yes, that was H.O.T.
Yes.
Oh, H.O.T.T.O. Class. Also, that's why Shabba Rowan wrote that song for The House of Face.
Oh, makes sense. Do you like Shabba Rowan?
I actually thought it was like, I sort of
for
ages, I thought people were Chapel Rowan. What is it? I thought they were talking about some sort of Catholic chapel in Belfast. I was like, what
in Rome?
Where is Chapel Rowan? Has it been a rat at it? No.
Rowan?
It was some wee girl, and they're all going ape shit for it. I don't understand. What happens? Why does somebody become the shit?
So, yeah. Honestly, she's blew up as, like, and everyone knows her.
I'm not fat, but some sound great.
Bangers.
I'm like, right, okay, right.
But came out of nowhere.
Or like music, it comes out on this and this brat shit, and people's whole personality is revolved around a song. I'm like,
3, 6, 7, 7, 8.
Then I'm like, just you wait, do you become 30? You look back and go, what a twat I was.
Deleting all the posts for employers to see in the future.
Oh god, you're like remove everything. Oh my god, remember I had an OnlyFans period? Jesus Christ,
did you?
Not me, but
no.
Where's just me as a person? Do you remember I had OnlyFans for? Jesus Christ, I made 10 quid and my whole hold's been out in the internet and screenshot on every phone. Hey ho, thank you to all those that do have OnlyFans. You're making my evenings more interesting. And I'm sure here Miss Ben says the same thing as well. Everybody's probably asking, when are you joining OnlyFans?
My ma would have me hung. It wouldn't be worth the money.
Are you your mum quite close?
It wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like me and my ma, you tell her anything, you're like, here.
She's like the opposite of me.
She's like a cool mom.
Sensible.
Oh, like sensible mum.
P's and Q's.
Oh.
But yeah, she does.
My ma's calling people hairs and cunts and everything. Like, that bastard. You read my mind. We're so
no, my similar. Ma's very. But no, she's no. She, my ma does everything for me. My mum does everything for me. My dad does anything. My car or anything is wrong. Dad straight on the phone. They both left and lay me. Like,
I'm don't very, speak to my dad. He's a prick. So my mum does everything. I was like, mom, my car's broke down. She's like, I'm on
she's
the way.
She's enough for both of you.
My ma's literally lifting the car with one hand and all. Like, change
Hercules.
The wheel. Change the wheel to her toe. I'm like, come on, son. Fuck it. No, I'm like, at him, like,
yeah.
What's wrong? I know. I'm quite independent now as I'm getting older. I'm like, right, I know what I'm doing. Because
you
hate the thought of it, but they'll not be here when they're
going to be. Oh,
Not tonight.
Dragix. My Dragix.
What's my Dragix?
What's your Dragix?
My, fuck me. One day I unravel the parchment.
Yeah. I don't like bad attitude. I don't like bad attitude.
No.
That's about it. Like, I think.
Yeah, the bad attitude's horrible. It's like, I didn't realise that you're doing me a favour.
Yeah.
I don't need you.
And
I always say, come to show. I just literally. Demanding work or asking for work, paid work, but not, you don't come into anything, you don't show your face, you don't support. When I was coming up, supported and was every fucking thing going.
Fully.
I was like a bad smell because I was the photographer as well, had a camera. So yes. I was like, let me get your pictures, make me look gorgeous. See, some cunt was taking pictures of me outside the front of the bar. I don't for the money to get. I'm like, right, you do shows next week.
Yeah.
Take my picture, make me gorgeous. Buy me drinks, give me Jägermeister. And you can have whatever you want. Buy me something. Buy me something lovely. I want a pair of Louis Vuitton handbag. A bit of great. Where's all these rich men that are paying women shit? I want that.
I don't know.
Some cunt to, like.
I wouldn't mind money. They're like,
or like, you know, an Amazon wish list, and these fellas are like, right.
Yes.
I'm like, right. My wish list, like, I want this ice maker and I want a cocktail making set there as well. Not even my fucking wish list. Like, I want a slow cooker, an R one because of one there, but it's great. But I want
air fryer, like a new air fryer, like a ninja one.
I got one in studio through. You set up a studio account, you paid off bit by bit.
Oh, brilliant.
It's great. See all this, like, pay by bit now, Klarna, ClearPay, the whole fucking 9 yards.
Cracker.
I love it. I means you don't pay for anything, it didn't happen.
It's like, great math.
It's like, I just spent 200 quid on dresses, but didn't happen. I don't see them for 6 months until they come from China and they came with family, so it's sweet. What is your favourite drink? If I was to come up to you tonight and go, what do you want to drink at the bar? What do you say? What do you
water. Want? I'm only joking.
I would fuck around you.
Are we fucking around? But I don't really drink on a Monday.
Do you not?
No.
I'm off my videos. You would be.
No, honest. That's just me. That's just my.
That's just your general.
Sometimes I've drunk on a Monday. I don't like
doing drag sober.
I know.
I don't like it.
See,
I enjoy it.
I had four months off of just doing drag, and it was very, very fun. And then I went back into work, and I was like. I messed up.
It's because you go to work the next day.
There's
times, obviously, I have on a Sunday flights early at 6 a.m. and I do a Saturday. I'm like, be good.
drive, yeah. leave.
It is, like, don't worry, it's more enjoyable to have a wee drink.
Oh, yes.
But once you get in, once also, you get into the vibe of it, and you're...
Do you ever find the nights that you're drinking, the nights that you're drinking, nobody will offer to buy you a drink, but the nights that you have the car parked, they're like, do you want this bottle of £700 champagne? I'm like,
I fucking rehypnol here, do you want some? I'm like, yeah,
here's some gear. I'm like, I don't take it, I can't, I'm epileptic, have some, okay.
Like... Mikhail McCollum's actually sitting around the corner with a bag. Do you want
she's like, she's four wigs full of bumps, full of gear. I'm like, oh my god. No, I've got the car outside. And it's like,
right. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the time. Or I'm like, now, not that I drive often. I think I drove one or two Saturdays. I used to do Saturdays during the lockdown stuff. Did Friday nights and then Saturdays after Miss Legs had finished karaoke.
Yes.
I took over, just DJed and just played tunes. And I used to just drive down and wore a lovely velour tracksuit.
Oh, class.
That's great. Flip flop.
My type of drag, I love that.
Oh, no, God. I was like, love it. Fucking beautiful.
Comfy drag.
Comfy drag.
Pesci drag.
It's like, that's it. It's comfortable. There's times I go with the stuff and I just have like a wee. It's like a wee turban. I just whack it on sometimes. Like, I don't want to show my hair. I want to be feminine. Wear a turban.
Wear a cap.
I look like a dick. I look like I'm actually heading up the fucking Marie Curie. I'm like, oh, for God's sake, stop wearing that.
You look
like
a dick.
Just put your. Exactly. I'm like, I know your future. Numbers 21 is coming up this week. Your favourite order from the Chinese?
Black gravy. Anything with black gravy, it has
crude
to be
oil.
Oh, the best. Salt and chili.
Stephen McCulloch had over, and I've said this in another podcast.
The blackest
says,
of gravy.
The blackest of gravy is the best for hangover.
Stephen McCulloch's cracker as well.
Can't beat him.
He is a cracker.
I'd love him to come to one of my shows.
Stephen, this is your warning. I think he works a Saturday though.
He does, I'm only
joking. I think his weekend begins on a Sunday at like 7.
Oh yes.
And don't you, he is on it.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Go at Stephen McCulloch. If you don't know who it is, you'll find him lying in the street.
He's a legend.
He's an absolute fucking
we love him.
Thompson's honey.
We love him.
So any of the just black gravy?
No, so I'm in the salted chili prawn era.
Oh,
social problem.
I'm like an ear. Everything's an ear at the minute. Like I'm in this ear. It's like, no, you're just.
I love it.
Just,
I hated it at the start, but I love it now.
I could do it as well. I'm in this ear. I'm just like, yeah, I'm in this. I'm in my podcast making ear.
You
I'm
are
in these next couple of months. Then I go, yeah, I'm bored with that. Anybody want to buy microphones and a whole system?
Are you like a magpie? You're like, oh, something shiny. I'm like,
oh, I'm wise.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'm gonna do this. And I'm gonna do that. But no, this is actually the thing I've stuck with along. Because
this is brilliant.
I do enjoy it, and a lot of people do give me feedback saying that they love it. You speak to people in person, which I love. They come up to me and quote things. They're like, oh, you said this. I'm like, oh my god, I did, stop it. Or they'll probably come up to you and say things like, oh, beer bouncer.
Is that
like, are you Torvalin Dean me? Please, somebody go on a Monday night and ask Bent Torvalin Dean you out the front.
Do you know what I'll try?
Out the front, get a video, and I will. I want to see it. I want it.
Yeah.
I want it.
It's some move.
Yeah. Could you do it now still?
No.
Take a look at it in this room.
No.
Let's go. In the 3 meter space. Go. Like it is like a Hong Kong apartment. It's like, do you ever see these houses in Hong Kong? They're called like coffin houses, and they're literally like a 4x4 square.
Yeah, like £2,000, like here.
So expensive living in London. Yeah. This is in here reminds me of. I'm like, yeah, I just work from home. And in this absolute fucking hellhole.
Was this like your lockdown room?
No, I just moved into this house and this became my drag room because I always lived in an apartment and shared with somebody. So my drag and my own self was on top of everything. So it was like, yeah, what a mood killer when like an old wig's hanging and somebody comes over. Like,
yeah,
right, lads, don't worry. It's just, I'm bald, whatever.
Yeah, that's cute. Happened to me before.
So you're like, what the?
Yeah. Who is that? I'm like, what you looking at?
I don't know. I like to wear them, just be different people sometimes. So I literally now have a room where I like, put it all in the back room. It's all gone. It's in here. And I know where things are. As I say, it's organized. It's all,
semi-organized. It is. It's very organized. It's the most organized.
To some, it's organized. To me, it's a bit mental, but I could do with a bit more organization.
No, it's brilliant.
If anybody's in the organizing shit, come on down. You're very welcome to sort this shit out because I need to.
And be a guest. The organizer.
So, what do you think of the state of this place? Oh my god! Screaming in the background.
What's it called? Marie Kondo. Get her right.
She's sold.
She's cracker.
Fucking sold. I'm like, right, love, come on. If you're listening to this, Marie Kondo, mon the fuck, love. So, before we go, once again, we could see you. You are doing Drags to Riches shows, isn't that right?
Yes.
With the fabulous Teen Legs Tantrum DJ Glenn as well. Yes. Who's holding on? Glenn's a left.
Oh, anyway. Glenn is a technical wizard.
Technical wizard. Glenn. Just there. Knows what you're thinking before it happens.
Yeah.
Absolute fucking brilliant. Brilliant. He's amazing.
I wish I was like that. I wish I was able to like just be that quick on like technology. I'm just,
you can learn.
Shocking.
You can always learn.
Oh, shocking.
Spotify and an iPad and you're flying.
Oh yeah,
that's how you do it. Yeah. That's everybody does it nowadays.
I see Spotify, I'm like, ah,
But here, it has been absolutely fabulous to have you on today.
It has been amazing. Thank you very much.
Miss Bent. Pierre Bent. You're a fucking legend. Thank you so much for joining us. Guys, don't forget to go and see her at the Maverick and the Boom Boom Club on Monday night, of course. And then at the weekends, we can see you on a Saturday, isn't that right?
Friday.
Sorry, why do I keep Saturday? I'm so mixed up because I wear Saturday and I see Electra and Misty through the window.
Yes,
there's always some. Tiffany's the her on a Saturday.
Tiffany is indeed.
You are the Friday faggot.
Yes, she holds the fort on a Saturday, and I run around the veranda on a Friday.
Fabulous, God! In my old spot when I worked.
Yes,
there, like when I did that.
Bring it back. Did you used to do a Friday? Did you?
I used to fuck y'all Fridays with Rusty.
Yes. And Wednesdays.
Wednesdays, bitch, please.
Sundays.
Sundays, but I did Sunday service
with
Gemma Hutton, Dick Van Dyke.
Yes.
And then Saturdays were a bit of a mix of everything. Porsche during the day, in the evenings, it was just club.
Brilliant.
Electro was in the club. Oh, everybody had a turn at some sort. Yeah. Everybody started somewhere. But yes, once again, thank you so much for coming on and have a chat with me. You've been absolutely fabulous. Anything you'd like to say? Any advice you want to give out to the world? Anything you want to say?
No, just be yourself. Just enjoy life. Come see your queens.
Yes.
Have fun. Enjoy summer.
Buy a drink.
Buy a drink.
And buy some form of beverage.
365
Oh, yeah. Guys, thank you very much for listening to the Laundry Room Podcast. As always, these are absolutely amazing. If you want to give us a shout, you want to ask questions, send in some stories, or even want to just tell me shit you've been up to, and I will give you a shout out on any episode, then please do just send me a message on Instagram, Facebook, Telegram, or arabchats.co.uk. All of the fantastic websites you can find me. But once again, thank you, Pierre Bent.
Thank you very much.
No problem. We've actually sat here and talked that long. The rooms went in the darkness. We're sitting in darkness.
We're in a dark room.
You
glory hole,
thanks very much. See you in the next one. God bless. Good night. Bye bye.
Bye.
That's good. Thanks.